your New Hampshire State Police. But we also, I always love it when we have friends from Fish and Game. But I think we have the colonel with us, Colonel Jordan. But we're talking about the Law Enforcement Memorial, which the ceremony is tomorrow. And if the colonel's there, Colonel Jordan with New Hampshire Fish and Game, this has always been one of his, he's like the steward or custodian or curator. He really protects this. So I'm going to let maybe the colonel quarterback this segment. Good morning.
Good morning, sir, and thanks again, Jack, and thanks for all your efforts yesterday. I hear you had a great day, and we certainly all appreciate your efforts on that and allowing us to come on board today to talk about, I would agree, another important day tomorrow when we recognize the 55 New Hampshire law enforcement heroes who have made the ultimate sacrifice. So that ceremony kicks off tomorrow, mm-hmm. May 17th at 10 a.m. over at the Legislative Office Building. It's open to the public. In fact, we encourage the public to attend. It's a great, very solemn, very formal, but it's a moving ceremony. And then it's followed by a luncheon where we enjoy talking to the family and survivors and friends and spending time with those folks. So it is an important week, actually. It's Law Enforcement Week. And mm-hmm. in New Hampshire, we recognize these officers at the end of that week each year.
Yeah, helping us out yesterday afternoon was Eddie Edwards, deputy commissioner, and on his state on the public safety, his lapel pin, he had the black ribbon across for Law Enforcement Memorial. Colonel, who do you have with you?
So I brought with me another board member who's an officer of mine, Cole Letourneau, who works down on the seacoast, who's become involved, and I dragged him into this here. I didn't have to drag him very hard a couple of years ago, and he's been one of our board members.
So. You know what I love is New Hampshire Fish and Game with the first name of Cole. It just sounds like a new series on Netflix. I love it.
It does.
So if he's in the seacoast, I love it. I probably see him out there, and I love the trucks. Well, Cole, thank you. You know, Colonel, I want to ask you a personal question.
Yes,
how long have you been on the mission here for Fish and Game?
So I'm in my 33rd year, which is kind of stupid, actually, but I've been here for 33 years.
No, please don't go anywhere. But the reason why I ask is, why do you take this on, this law enforcement memorial, so personally? And you've become, I've noticed with things like our State House, when you have like Bill Gardner, when he was Secretary of State, he just sort of became like a curator, like a lifeguard of certain things in our civic process. Why is this such an important baby of yours?
So this has been close to my heart. In 1997, I was involved in a violent shootout up north where we lost two state troopers.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I remember
Scotty
that.
Phillips. And,
yep.
And I was involved in that shooting. And so I was asked to come on board right after that, actually, by the Major Tim Aserno of Natch Fish and Game, who was the master of ceremonies then. And this has always been dear to my heart. You know, you interview these families and you spend time with the survivors of these officers who have made this ultimate sacrifice, and it's just very easy to get caught up in it. And all the duties I do, and they are far-ranging in this job, mm-hmm. Like the colonel at safety, this is what's been most dear to my heart and the one I will miss the most when I retire, actually.
Well, thank you. I want to talk with Cole a little bit, your board member, about his career and his passion, why he joined Fish and Game. But before I do, Colonel, the who, what, when, where to tomorrow, is it open to the public? What time, parking, all that stuff?
Yep. So parking, we shut the streets down, but Concord PD will be there to assist in the parking. And it's my understanding that the parking is free for the day. And we do invite the public to this event. It is a public event. The more people we have there, the better for the families. We're trying to... The goal of the ceremony is to demonstrate to the families and survivors that we'll never forget their sacrifices of their loved ones. So having people there is really important. And it's tomorrow, Friday, May 17th. It begins at 10. Get there early. Get there at 9:30 or so, and you'll find parking. And we have seating available right at the site, right at the memorial. It's going to be a good day for weather. And then following the memorial is a free luncheon that everyone is invited to join us at up at the Concord Community Center up Green Street by the PD. So it's a good day. It's a nice series of event and a very moving ceremony.
Good stuff, Colonel. You know what? I want to switch gears with you there, and maybe you can introduce your board member, Cole.
Yes. So Cole is with me today, and Cole Letourneau is a officer, one of our field officers that's on the coast. He's one of the reasons I stay for 33 years because they make it pretty easy for me. So he's certainly has played a role in that. He had an interest in this, so I asked him a couple of years ago if he would join on board.
Awesome.
And help us out.
Well, Cole, where are you from originally? And I'm a big fan of Fish and Game. And full confessions, when I do my show, listeners know that I think that there's no filter. One of my, I was bummed out. I have a nephew in Maine. He grew up, he always was respectful, hunting and fishing, loved the outdoors, and he went into a law enforcement program in North Carolina, got out of college, did kind of a internship with the Maine State Police. It was one of my sister-in-law's, a DA in Maine, and I really thought he was going to go into the Maine or New Hampshire fishing game, and then he took a private sector job, and I was like, come on, you can drive in a beautiful pickup truck and be outdoors and help animals, help wildlife, help people. What are you doing? But anyway, what made you want... What I know, I'm too old. I do it myself, but I can't even get an auxiliary nod from either colonel. Cole, tell me what made you want to join this great, great outfit.
Yeah. So I grew up hunting and fishing. I grew up in Wilton, New Hampshire. My dad pretty much instilled in me from a real young age, bringing me out trout fishing, bass fishing. We'd go out to the seacoast, do some striper fishing. Primarily, he was a November deer hunter, and some of my best memories were growing up being outdoors and doing stuff with him. And I initially thought I was going to be a biologist. I happened to go up to the college in, I went to in Maine, which is Unity. Mm-hmm. And they had a conservation law enforcement major doing the tour. And it never dawned on me to look into fish and game as a, you know, conservation officer career. And they're like, hey, you can ride snowmobiles and ATVs and do this, that, the other thing. I'm like, that sounds like a ball. So here I am.
What do you like about the current job and mission? I know it's far-reaching, and the Seacoast is a very busy place. There's a lot going on. I'm interested in, Colonel Jordan can relate to this. Whenever I have the Marine Patrol folks on from the state police side, it's interesting because the Seacoast, even for the Marine Patrol, is a different mission because you have the Piscataqua River and you want to patrol that area in and around the sub, in, you know, in the channel there. But you also have the open ocean and then you have fresh water. Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting mission on the Seacoast. So from fish and game point of view, tell me about your territory, the scope of what you do each day, what you like about it, what are the challenges, what are the rewards?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go back a little bit for you. So the past 3 years, I've been covering the Manchester Patrol from Manchester South to Hudson and Salem. I took a transfer to the Seacoast back in September. So this is all pretty fresh and new to me down there. I spent a little bit of time down there as a trainee, but overall, I'm a rookie on the Seacoast. But what drew me to go down there was the resource protection work that goes on. It's one of the only places in the state where you are actually doing resource protection all year round. A lot of guys get, you know, hung up doing ATV work during the summer or snowmobile work in the winter. I don't have a whole lot of that. What I do have is I have a commercial fishery that I'm tasked with enforcing. I am deputized. We're all deputized by NOAA. So we do not only the 3 miles out that is New Hampshire waters, but we also do the exclusive economic zone, which is federal waters as well, and we partner with NOAA. So that expands what we do a whole lot. On top of the fact that I'm still doing your traditional fish and game work, like you said, fresh water, so we're still doing trout. I've still got deer season, turkey season. I'm still doing all the normal New Hampshire game warden stuff. I'm just tasked extra with those recreational commercial fisheries on the seacoast. And it's that's what drew me down there. You know, you're involved wood is essentially in an international market, and is an extremely important resource to try to protect and ensure that not only us, but the rest of the world can continue to have that resource.
It's interesting. And what would your message be to, other folks in a different career thinking to, because I know when I have the state police folks on from recruitment, they're seeing candidates maybe being in their 30s or later in life than, you know, early 20s, mm-hmm. and coming from a whole different, we had a utility lineman type person, a worker who wanted to become a trooper. So sometimes you have people, what do you say to someone looking at fish and game as a career opportunity? What would you say recommending them to look into it or not?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. If you're looking into law enforcement in general, I've had kind of an interesting career, Jack. When I was in school, I worked full time as a correctional officer in Augusta, Maine. Mm-hmm. I did that for about a year and a half, and then I did some reserve part time work up in York, Maine, as a patrolman on a bike. And then I got hired full time with Hennecker, New Hampshire, as a patrolman before making the switch over to here. So I've kind of gotten to see a whole slew of different types of law enforcement and possibilities that are out there in this line of work. And by far, this has been the most rewarding that job that I've had, and by far the most fun job I've ever had. I get to wake up in the morning, decide what I want to go do and what kind of fun I want to have. Do I want to be on my boat? Do I want to be on my ATV? Do I want to just drive around and check fishermen? Do I want to get on my dirt bike? Do I want to go out, you know, 6-8 miles off the coast and go check some recreational haddock fishermen? I get to choose what I want to do, and well, a lot of kind of freedom anywhere else.
Yeah, a lot of individual, and I hear from a lot of folks like yourself, every day is different, correct?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, great stuff. Thank you so much, Cole, for supporting the Law Enforcement Memorial. Two things for you. I have a perfectly good whaler in the Sagamore, so if you ever need an extra boat or you're bored and you want someone to go out with you just to, you know, sit there and wear, you know, hold the lines, I'd love to go.
I'll give you a call.
All right, Colonel, real quickly tomorrow, one more time, the who, what, when, where for the Law Enforcement Memorial.
Yep, so we'll be on at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, May 17th, over here at the Legislative Office Building right behind the State House, the Gold Dome. At the memorial, we'll be seating there, and again, the public's welcome, and we hope to see everybody there.
55 families, that we said earlier?
55 officers, and so, yes, 55 families will be recognized.
Hey, Colonel, you know, I hope you're not going anywhere soon, because I'm still waiting for either a ceremonial fishing game, the red jacket I'll hold in self-esteem, or perfect esteem, or a hat, but I'm not putting any pressure on you.
Listen, I'll take good care of you, Jack, because you've done it for me my entire career. So
you're one of the best.
You can count on that, my friend.
No, you're one of the best, and I really appreciate it and what you've done over the years, and to bring in folks like Cole and hopefully more behind him. Thank you, Colonel. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you,
sir. All to all the families. Thank you.